Galesburg live on WGIL.
Galesburg Live, hour two, as we head towards 9 o'clock. A busy Saturday around town. Wait, Krista, you're attending the Mexican dinner today.
Correct.
Where's that?
Mexican Fiesta at St. Patrick's Church.
That's right.
Yes. Homemade tacos.
You attend every year?
Yeah, we usually go every year. It's always fun. Bits and Pieces usually plays.
They are playing today.
They have
That's
a carnival.
Right.
They have food, and it's all homemade. It's delicious.
Same next week with the 64th annual chicken dinner. They don't mess around. The guys go in. That's your husband in the on the chicken duty, right?
Yes, he's been doing it for several years now, frying chicken.
You're on mashed potatoes. Jen, what do you do at the event besides just go and eat?
Well, I organize the drive-up, so
I've
got the people taking your orders in the drive-up and the kids running out and getting your order ready, so...
Next Sunday, 11 to 6, $10, $5 for children. It's a golden fried chicken and grilled the boneless chicken breast, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, coleslaw, applesauce, roll and butter, beverage, desserts made with all the hearts and hands. So many desserts. That's crazy. You better save a little room for desserts. You're going home with something anyway.
Definitely.
And then end of the day, bunch of money is raised for Costa Community Association. Jen, talk about some of those special places. You did. You talked about how bonuses go to the teachers. Yeah. Tell me where some of the special places that money goes.
Well, CCA is always willing to help our teachers whenever they need anything. And in the past, they have asked for classroom supplies. We've bought microscopes for Mrs. Hill in the science classroom.
You're happy to do that as a biology teacher?
Yeah, and technology for the tech room, you know, computers and things like that. And the last few years, like the last five chicken dinners, we've worked to save money to build a pavilion outside, an outside space. It's used. Sometimes the kids eat lunch out there when the weather is nice. You can have meetings out there. And it has turned out to be done right before COVID hit. And
Jen, you said it was a blessing.
It was a blessing because it was an outdoor space that was safer to be able to use, you know, have the kids use as an outdoor classroom or whatever they needed to do. So,
and that's
something
chicken
that
dinner money right there.
The money went for, yes. Yes, it was.
That's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Krista, tell me, janitorial staff has been helped out in the past, right?
Yes.
Yeah, with some of the monies.
Yeah.
We always do an appreciation week for our maintenance staff and our administrative staff and kitchen staff. Anyone who works at the school, we try to make sure they get a little extra bonus or something.
Are every one of the kids working? Not everyone. How many kids total at Costa? Can you give me a number, Krista? Can you give me an estimate?
This is about 150.
150 kids. A lot of them have roles.
Yes.
Yeah. Not eating the roles, but roles at the chicken dinner.
The junior high kids are all required to do service hours each quarter. I think it's 5 service hours that they have to turn in. So that means doing something that they're not paid for and volunteering, whether it be doing something for Costa, helping somebody weed or mow their yard.
That's great accountability there, yeah.
Right. And so a lot of the kids look forward to working the chicken dinner. They get to be with their friends. They get to still have fun and socialize and get to interact with other people. It's always a good thing.
Yeah. The Costa Community Association from it, Krista Wines and Jen Good, they have kids at Costa, and they have for years, and they'll be at the event too. Krista with the mashed potatoes, her husband on the chicken, Jen in the drive-thru. You couldn't do this event without a lot of help from the community, and every year I know you ask for help from the community. A lot of people have, Jen, helped you out with this event.
Yeah, we have a lot of sponsors to thank. Watson Thomas Funeral Home, Ladner and Jane Orthodontics, Cedar Creek Hall, Boomer's Muffler and Brake. We got gift card from Walmart and dessert donations from Perkins.
Oh, my goodness.
Feral Gas has donated some of the LP for our fryers. We have Amp Electrical came and did some maintenance on our fryers. And you know,
those things aren't going down.
Donated labor to help keep those fryers going. And Hy-Vee has given us some donations of ice and things to keep our drinks cold. And West Rock Cardboard has donated cardboard for us. And then we have Smithfield who donated the bacon for the green beans.
Oh, so my goodness, yes.
We have lots and lots of sponsors in this great community, and we hope everybody comes out and enjoys chicken dinner next Sunday.
I like a little coleslaw. How's the coleslaw, Krista? Yeah.
The coleslaw. Stuff,
the coleslaw.
I'm sure it's delicious. Yeah. But I'm not a coleslaw.
Oh, you're not a coleslaw girl, Jen.
I am. I like a coleslaw girl.
I
like
coleslaw.
Yeah.
I give mine to Dave. He always eats it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's what my wife does. She rolls it over to me. All right. You're going to get filled up coming up next week at the Costa Community Association 64th Annual Chicken Dinner. It helps out big time the school. You guys, of course, will be doing this again next year. Jen, anything else you want to throw in about this big dinner and all the hearts and hands that help out?
I just want to, you know, thank everybody for always supporting Costa, and we look forward to seeing everybody next Sunday.
How many years you've been a part of it now?
I think this is my seventh year part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said parents kind of rotate through. Like, mm-hmm. you guys are on the board and maybe in a couple years, or you guys love it. Krista, how long have you been doing it with the mashed potatoes and being really involved as a parent with this dinner?
Well, I've been doing mashed potatoes. This will be my fourth or fifth year doing mashed potatoes. But I've done about every aspect of the chicken dinner since I started with Costa.
Jen, you said you have two, and it's been going on so long that there's a playbook just passed on to other parents.
Right. This is actually our first year of actually being the chair of the chicken dinner. But there's this, you know, golden binder, I think, that gets passed down from chicken dinner chair to chicken dinner chair.
Yeah.
So that the event runs smoothly and everybody kind of is on the same page. And
it is a coveted binder because it's got everything. It does. We've got like a spare copy that's hidden away, so nothing happens to it.
64 secret years there.
Yeah.
Gotta have the chicken dinner.
I guess we're not going to talk about, out of time, what goes in the herbs and spices. We cannot reveal. We cannot reveal. We are just going to say it's good for you and good for the heart of Costa Catholic Academy, because it helps them out big time, and they can help out so many others of their staff as that school grows. 150 plus kids and growing, and Krista and Jen, definitely proponents holding the flag up of Costa and what it's done for your kids over the years. You guys have nothing but good things to say.
Yep, that's right.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for being here today and representing, and we'll see you next week. I don't know what time, but we got a big window, so if I don't show up, make sure, but I will. It's fried chicken. I'm coming. My wife and I are coming. Golden fried chicken or grilled boneless chicken if you can't do the golden fried chicken anymore. But you'll be helping out Costa. It's $10. It's 11 to 6. You'll see Jen's smiling face at the, she'll be busy at the drive-up, but that's a well-oiled machine too. And carry-out is also available. It's 2726 Costa Drive. And it's next Sunday, their 64th annual. Krista and Jen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Appreciate it. Yeah, enjoy your Saturday. Lots going on. That Mexican dinner starts at what time, Krista? You're going over there.
I think that actually starts at 11 a.m. also.
Yeah.
Not 100%, but I think it's 11 a.m.
And it's over where?
It's at St. Patrick's Church on the corner of Academy and...
Thanks for doing the hard work for me.
Tracks.
Yeah, yeah, you'll find it. You'll smell the good food. Yes, absolutely.
And hear the music.
Yeah, absolutely. 2 after 9. Thanks for joining us on hour two of Galesburg Live, America's Homeowner, coming up. And Cardinal Baseball a little later on this afternoon, too, on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
You need a new car.